So what's the deepest you've dived, actually?
134 metres.
Gosh.
Mm.
Where was that?
Irish Sea. Well, in Ireland, not really the Irish Sea. But
okay. Was that to the bottom in that in that instance? Mm. And what was there? Why that dive?
Can you remember? I can't remember. I did it with Rob Palmer, the late Rob Palmer.
Mm. Yeah, again, crikey, because that's even deeper than the one we were talking about earlier on.
Yeah.
So the decompression must have been...
Yeah.
Out of interest, how many dives would you say you've done, or is it just...
7,000, something like that.
7,000 dives?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, but you think, when I was a resort instructor...
Yeah.
Where
were you a resort instructor? Oh, were you?
Mm. Okay. You're doing three dives a day.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, two dives a day, 6 days a week.
Hmm.
But on three of those 6 days, you're doing a night dive as well.
Right, okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So you are racking up the numbers of dives like you wouldn't believe.
And how long did you do that for?
A couple of years, aren't we?
Yeah, okay. I can't do that in my head. No, I can't do the maths in my head on that one, but that's a lot of dives.
No, I also worked for Oslo Froskeman School as an instructor at Oslo Diving School, Oslo Frogman School.
Okay.
Where I was doing hundreds of dives a year,
Right. Mm. So, I mean, do you still dive now, if you get the chance?
Well, if I get the chance, I don't do anything exotic.
No.
My passion, really, I'm getting back into music quite a bit for a start, right?
Mm.
But my boat takes up all my
stuff. Does it? Yeah. What type of boat is it you've had?
I've got a very traditional wooden ketch. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely into like traditional classic boats.
Yeah.
Robin Knox Johnson, round the world sailor.
Yeah.
Sir Robin Knox Johnson, first man to make a solo, non stop circumnavigation of the world.
Right.
Mm. And my boat's the sister of the boat that he did that in.
Right. Wow.
So that takes up all my time. Well, I tell you what I never wanted to do with diving, was maintain an umbilical to dive into the diving business when I wasn't diving.
Right.
Yeah. I avoided that with the rock and roll business.
Hmm.
You know, because before I went to Norway, people were saying, you can get a job in A&R department, CBS Records, because I was signed to CBS. Yeah. And I thought, you go down the ship in Wardour Street in Soho every night, there's lots of sad old buggers who used to be in the rock and roll business, but can't cut the umbilical.
Okay.
And go and do it. And I never wanted that.
Mm.
Yeah. I never wanted to be on a perpetual committee or,
Right.